每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
4月26日，吞灭死亡。这必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的；这必死的，既变成不死的。那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。哥林多前书15章54节。死亡不是自然现象，人被造是为了活而不是死，但因为人的罪和悖逆，神审判人，人不得不死。如果不是神借着耶稣给我们的恩典，那将是一件恐怖的事。我曾经站在那些即将过世却不信主的人身边，那真是一种可怕的经历。我也曾经站在那些即将过世的信主的人身边，那却是荣耀的经历。查尔斯·斯布珍在谈到得救之人荣耀的死亡之时说，如果我能像我看到的那些人一样死去，我期盼着这个光辉的时刻。如果我能像他们一样的歌唱，我不会逃避死亡。如果我也能像他们一样在何塞纳和哈利路亚赞美的微笑中死去，这样的死亡是多么蒙福。对于真正的信徒来说，死亡已经不那么可怕，但是当我们踏上最后的旅程时，我们仍然需要神的护佑。在死亡的那一刻，我们的灵魂离开身体进入空中，但是圣经告诉我们，魔鬼正伏在那里，他是空中掌权者的首领。如果我们可以睁开属灵的眼睛，我们可能会看见空中到处都是魔鬼，基督的敌人。在但以理书10章中，如果撒旦能够拦阻奉差遣的天使到地上来长达3个星期，那么我们可以想象一个基督徒在死时可能会遇到的敌对势力。但是基督在加略山开辟了穿越撒旦国度的道路。当基督降世，他必须经过魔鬼的地盘。这就是为什么他降世时有一大群天使护送的原因之一。同样，这也就是为什么当耶稣再来时，圣天使会再次同行。那时，那个死亡的时刻是魔鬼攻击真信徒的最后机会。然而，神已经差派了他的天使守护我们，我们有这样的应许，是何等感恩。我们一起祷告。我们在天上的父，耶稣借着他在十字架上的死战胜了死亡，我们因而得到生命。我们感谢你将生命赐给我们这些相信福音的人，在你的里面有永生。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
April 26th, death is dead. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:54. man was created to live and not die. It is the result of God's judgment because of man's sin and rebellion. Without God's grace through Christ, it is a gruesome spectacle. I have stood at the bedside of people dying without Christ. It was a terrible experience. I have stood at the bedside of those who were dying in Christ. It was a glorious experience. Charles Spurgeon said of the glory that amends the death of the redeemed, "If I may die as I have seen some die, I court the grand occasion. I would not wish to escape death by some byroad, if I may sing as they sang. If I may have such hosannas and hallelujahs beaming in my eyes as I have seen as well as heard from them, it were a blessed thing to die. Death is robbed of much of its terror for the true believer. But we still need God's protection as we take that last journey. At the moment of death, the spirit departs from the body and moves through the atmosphere. But the scripture teaches us that the devil lurks then. He is the prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2:2. If the eyes of our understanding were opened, we would probably see the air filled with demons, the enemies of Christ. If Satan could hinder the angel of Daniel 10 for 3 weeks on his mission to earth, we can imagine the opposition a Christian may encounter at death. But Christ on Calvary cleared a road through Satan's kingdom. When Christ came to earth, he had to pass through the devil's territory and open up a beachhead here. That is one reason he was accompanied by a host of angels when he came, Luke 2:8-14. And this is why holy angels will accompany him when he comes again, Matthew 16:27. Till then, the moment of death is Satan's final opportunity to attack the true believer. But God has sent his angels to guard us at that time. How thankful we should be for that promise. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Jesus has conquered death through his death on the cross. And so we have life. And we give thanks to you for offering that life to us who believe in the gospel. Eternal life is in you. In Jesus' name, amen.